FM Braddock Heights, Frederick.
Let's go to Bob in the traffic center.
On 270 northbound, still with a work zone, still very slow through Germantown, up through Clarksburg. Single right lane gets by. They cleared the crash northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Route 32. But in Virginia, southbound 95 after Prince William Parkway, down to a single lane getting by to the right past a work zone. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
And next, we're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Sensitive spring plants could be damaged overnight. We do have a frost advisory up between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. Temperature is expected to drop down to about 36 to 46 degrees. Mid-30s out in the mountains where there's a freeze warning up. At least temperatures will rebound tomorrow nicely into the lower 70s with sunshine. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville 51, Herndon 47, Foggy Bottom 57 degrees. And some of us could be down to the 30s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up tonight, who should pay for all the damage after the Baltimore Bridge collapse? Baltimore leaders weigh in a new court filing. People driving around earlier saw a lot of black smoke in parts of Northern Virginia. It was all from a warehouse fire in Sterling.
A local man thanks first responders for saving his life.
They're great.
This is Kyle Cooper.
How D.C. is trying to turn vacant spaces into new places. I'm Nick Iandelli.
Opening statements and a first witness called to testify at Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York today. We've got the latest from CBS News in seconds. Then we're going in-depth with Robert Costa of CBS News. That's at 10:15. And it's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper on this first day of former President Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, opening statements and the first witness. CBS's Jared Hill.
Former President Trump downplayed the allegations against him following opening statements in his historic criminal trial in New York.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors said Trump, quote, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. The defense countered, saying there's, quote, nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy.
Prosecutors say witness one, former National Enquirer executive David Pecker, tried to squash salacious stories about Trump as he ran for president. The Supreme Court hears arguments on whether it's cruel and unusual to punish people for sleeping on the streets when shelter space is lacking. Justice Sonia Sotomayor presses the attorney representing Grants Pass, Oregon.
There's nothing in the law that criminalizes homelessness.
That's what you say, but if I look at the record and see differently.
CBS's Carter Evans.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rule is that basically these cities can't enforce their camping laws, their public camping laws, until they have an alternative for people to go to.
Columbia University held online classes today as demonstrations are again held over the war in Gaza.
Shame. You want to stand Shame. Against terrorism? Shame. You're welcome to do so. Shame. It's not. Shame. You're welcome to stand there. And
New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot enforce the law by breaking the law. We all know how this country holds dear the right to voice one's opinion. But that voicing of opinion, I don't believe personally, should call out the level of hate that we're seeing.
A federal jury in Helena, Montana awards $4 million each to the estates of two people who died after being exposed to asbestos. The jury says BNSF Railway contributed to their deaths when asbestos was shipped through Libby, Montana and spilled in a rail yard there. President Biden celebrates Earth Day in a national park in Triangle, Virginia by unveiling steps to advance the American Climate Corps job program.
You'll get paid to fight climate change, learning how to install those solar panels, fight wildfires, rebuild wetlands, weatherize homes, and so much more that's going to protect the environment and build a clean energy economy.
Fashion designer Nancy Gonzalez, whose accessories were used by Britney Spears in the Sex and the City cast, is sentenced to 18 months in prison for smuggling crocodile handbags from Colombia into the U.S. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It is 10:03 here on WTOP. It's Monday evening, April 22nd, 2024. Hyattsville at 51 degrees, some of us falling to the 30s. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. We begin with the latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Early tomorrow morning will mark 4 weeks to the day since a massive container ship crashed into the Key Bridge, causing much of it to collapse into the Patapsco River. And while crews continue to clean up mangled pieces of the bridge, the question of who should pay for the deadly accident remains. In a court filing tonight, Baltimore's mayor and city council say the owner and manager of the Dolly should be held fully liable, accusing those companies of negligence. Singapore-based Grace Ocean Private and Synergy Marine PTE filed a petition shortly after the incident, asking their liability be capped under a pre-Civil War provision of maritime law. A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who's responsible, how much they owe, in what could become one of the most expensive maritime disasters in history. Well, the latest now on a two-alarm warehouse fire in Sterling that got a lot of attention because its smoke could be seen across parts of the county and other parts of Northern Virginia earlier today. Loudoun County Fire and Rescue tells WTOP's that crews have taken care of all the remaining hot spots and it is out. The cause and origin of the fire still under investigation. One fire was evacuated for heat exhaustion. The smoke visible in, among other places, Dulles Airport, but it did not impact operations. Stay with us here on WTOP and WTOP.com as we learn the cause of that, perhaps tomorrow or later in the week. A program inspired by the death of a teenager more than a year ago is now up and running in Prince George's County. WTOP's John Doman says it aims to bring more security cameras to certain parts of the county.
The county is now offering the rebates that are aimed at helping to offset the cost of new surveillance systems. Up to $200 for the camera systems themselves and $100 for video storage. The program was inspired by the death of 13-year-old Jay's Agnew, who was shot and killed in front of his Hillcrest Heights home in the fall of 2022. No one on his block had security cameras, and the killing remains unsolved even today. The scope of this program is more limited than backers of the plan originally hoped for. It's only open to those in parts of Langley Park, Glass Manor, and Walker Mill. John Dome in WTOP News.
He almost died when he passed out behind the wheel of his car and smashed into a light pole. Now a Fairfax County man never misses a chance to thank the first responders who saved him. The story from WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
Albert Johnson is now 77. 5 years ago last week, his life almost ended when his heart stopped because of an arrhythmia problem. He smashed into a pole on Route 29, his foot against the accelerator, with the tires spinning and giving off smoke. A Fairfax City police officer sprang into action.
He had to break into the car, get the window open, drag me out, and he started CPR.
Every year on the anniversary, he drops off snacks and cookies to thank the police and fire personnel who saved him that day. He calls April 17th his second birthday.
I'm excited about having a second birthday. And two, the police department here in the city of Fairfax, they're great.
Johnson says he's in pretty good health these days. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Amtrak is a step closer to seizing control of D.C.'s Union Station using eminent domain. The Washington Business Journal is reporting that a federal judge tonight ruled Amtrak acted within its legal authority 2 years ago when it moved to take over the commercial lease of the 116-year-old station. But the judge left several matters in the case unresolved and held back on giving Amtrak immediate possession of Union Station's lease, which is currently controlled by a private company. Amtrak sued and argued that it needed total authority over Union Station to speed up its multi-billion dollar improvement plans for the nation's second busiest intercity train hub. Turning vacant spaces into new places, D.C. wants pop-up businesses to move into vacant storefronts downtown. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was with city leaders as they unveiled a new program to make it happen.
We understand that time is valuable for our businesses.
And that's why D.C. is giving pop-up businesses more time to operate by removing red tape. A new program allows pop-up business owners to get a streamlined certificate of occupancy so they don't have to go through the traditional permitting process. For now, the program is being offered only for vacant storefronts in the downtown area.
The activation of vacant space brings life and additional vibrancy to the district.
Brian Hanlon, director of D.C.'s Department of Buildings, says the process does include a safety inspection and will take 15 days or less.
We'll continue to innovate and seek ways to streamline processes to make stuff like this happen.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Still to come tonight here on WTOP, a clothing chain has filed for bankruptcy and is now closing stores. Stay with us. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Looks like it costs a fortune.
Actually, at Bob's, the Playscape 2B sectional is just $9.99.
Looks like it was crafted by a master carpenter.
Gorgeous, right? Bob's genuine marble elm dining set comes with 6 chairs or 4 chairs and a storage bench for just $9.99.
Looks like a unicorn cried happy tears all over it.
That's our bedazzled diva bedroom set. I can see why you think that. When the looks you love go for less, there's only one thing to say.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks here on WTOP. Let's get back to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
We'll start in Virginia. Southbound 95 after Prince William Parkway, getting by the work zone very slowly. Single file to the right, and then southbound after exit 136 Centerport Parkway, single left lane is getting by the work zone. 395 north, single right lane gets by at King Street, and they are working on the inner loop along the right side, about midway between the Springfield interchange and Braddock Road, but there's really no delay getting past that. 66 is doing all right in the district. Southbound 395 on the 14th Street Bridge, still working on the crash, and now in the express lanes is one stop in the right lane. And Interloop is slow from Georgetown Pike getting to a point near Carter Rock over the American Legion Bridge. Two left lanes are getting by the work zone. On 95 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're good to go. Not so much on 270. Still very slow from 118 getting past Clarksburg. Single right lane is getting past the work zone. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. Bob Immler, WTOP traffic.
And next we are going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
This evening we're mainly clear with temperatures between 50 and 58 degrees. Now overnight, going to get cold again, 36 to 46. That's low enough to have some frost. There is a frost advisory for D.C. Metro and surrounding areas from 2 a.m. until 8 a.m. and a freeze warning for the mountains. So you've got mainly light winds and clear skies for your morning. Sunshine for the afternoon on Tuesday and a nice rebound in temperatures, 67 to 71 degrees tomorrow afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg at 50, Arlington 50, Lanham at 50 degrees, and some of us heading down to the upper 30s, mid 30s. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. We've got a frost advisory for the metro area, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and a freeze warning from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the far west and in the mountains. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claypool.
Apparel chain Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will close almost 100 stores. Volkswagen workers in Tennessee have voted to join the UAW, a first for a foreign automaker. D.C. wants to streamline the process of businesses opening pop-up stores in vacant downtown D.C. storefronts. The Dow finished Monday session up 254 points. The Nasdaq finished today up a little more than 1%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Let's check out the Asia-Pacific markets here tonight. They are mixed. Australia's ASX 200 up 0.5%. Tokyo's stocks are flat. South Korea's KOSPI a little lower. And the Shanghai Composite down about 0.5%. It's 10:11 on WTOP. The historic opening arguments in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York began and ended today. The opening arguments did. Now they've moved on to witness testimony. We'll go to Manhattan and hear from CBS News correspondent Robert Costa. Stay with us.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Later this half hour on WTOP.
An amazing archaeological find at Mount Vernon. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Stay with us here on WTOP.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 10:14 here on WTOP. Nice to have you with us. Opening statements and the first day's testimony have ended in the first ever criminal trial involving an American president. Donald Trump, of course, on trial in New York on charges he falsified business records to pay hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair before the 2016 election. The former president has pleaded not guilty. Robert Costa is CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent. He's been in that lower Manhattan courtroom to watch history unfold, starting with jury selection last week. And he joined WTOP's Sean and Ann to talk about how the prosecution presented the case in these opening arguments.
It was evident that the prosecutors and the Manhattan DA's office are outlining the case that former President Trump, along with former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen, orchestrated a behind-the-scenes scheme in the eyes of prosecutors to catch and kill any bad stories about Trump during his 2016 presidential run, ultimately ending up in these hush money payments being made to porn star Stormy Daniels. And the prosecutors say that's a felony.
So, Robert, what did Donald Trump's attorney frame as the defense then?
The defense's argument boiled down to, look, these payments were made, but Donald Trump made them to Michael Cohen as legal expenses, not as any kind of criminal intent without any kind of scheme being put forward that he believed Cohen was working on his behalf on many fronts, and that these payments were made to Stormy Daniels, but Trump paid Cohen, he didn't pay Daniels.
Now, there was a few minutes of testimony from the prosecution's opening witness before they adjourned today. Who was it? Elaborate what happened.
David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, a longtime confidant and friend of former President Trump, he was close to Cohen during this crucial period in the eyes of the prosecution, the summer of 2015, when Cohen was looking at Trump's campaign, which had just started, and wondered if he had any vulnerabilities and to combat any potential alleged scandals or misconduct, should he work with the National Enquirer to try to address some of these behind the scenes. So this was the onus of what has ended up being a criminal prosecution.
Robert, so much attention being paid to former President Trump's demeanor when he is there in court. How did he seem today? Did he have any reaction to Pecker being the first witness on the stand?
He watched Pecker intently. I was watching Trump as he watched Pecker, and it's clear that Trump is being a little bit more muted this time around. I've watched him in previous trials inside the courtroom, and he's fidgeted. He's whispered to his lawyers a lot. This time, more quiet. He's watching everything, clearly. Listening, but sometimes closing his eyes, not necessarily sleeping, it seems like, at least from our vantage point in the reporter's box, but he's certainly closing his eyes, processing some of this proceeding.
And what could you glean from the jury's manner today?
The jury wanted notepads at one point. They didn't take notes for the first few minutes, and then the judge noticed that and said, oh, we need to get you notebooks, so they got them all notebooks. And this is an unprecedented moment for these jurors, many of them New Yorkers. They're being asked about their media content, how do they digest the news. And now they're in this position where they're deciding the fate of a former president. Does he go to prison or not?
Hey, Robert, we know that the criminal part continues again tomorrow around 11, but something important is happening at 9:30. Can you tell us about that?
Well, you have many things that are going on right now around Trump. You have gag order deliberations in the criminal trial, which is going to talk about the scope of Trump's ability to communicate about the case. And you have his civil fraud case also facing ongoing deliberations about whether he was able to post a successful bond or not.
And that doesn't even get to mention what's going on in Georgia, January 6th, and classified records. So my sources inside the Trump campaign say this is sort of a political and legal crucible for Trump. He wants to be on the campaign trail. He feels like a caged animal inside that courtroom, but he has to be there and he has to face all of these different issues.
Robert Costa, CBS News Chief Election and Campaign Correspondent. He was with us on WTOP. Now a quick look at the top stories. The U.S. Supreme Court will weigh banning homeless people from sleeping outside after hearing oral arguments in a case today. Baltimore leaders are asking a court tonight that the owner and manager of that cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge be held fully liable for the incident. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, we're going to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
Well, the work zone has set up northbound on 95 after the Rappahannock and before Route 17. Single left lane is getting by there. And thing is, southbound on 95, it's quite slow getting past two work zones. Southbound after Dale City, single right lane gets by, and then single left lane gets by after Centerport Parkway. At 395 north, single lane to the right gets by at King Street. And that is also because of road work. Things are generally good to go, though, on 66. Outbound 14th Street Bridge, they clear the crash. Interloop, though, does slow down, getting over the American Legion Bridge into Maryland. Two left lanes get by the work zone at Carter Rock, and 270 north down to a single lane to the right from 118 past 121. Very slowly getting by on 270 north. 95 Baltimore Washington Parkway, good to go. And 100 east after Arundel Mills, single lane gets by the work zone. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
And now we're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
A terrific evening after a lovely day. Mainly clear skies and temperatures between 50 and 58 degrees. But from evening through overnight, temperatures will drop quickly and more. We're headed down to about 36 to 46 degrees by early Tuesday morning. That's low enough where we could see some frost, maybe even freezing temperatures out in the mountains far west. Right now, we're expecting temperatures to rebound nicely, though, for tomorrow afternoon, back into the lower 70s with sunshine. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now in Reston, we're at 48, Bethesda 51, and the National Mall 55. And we're dropping to the 30s overnight in some parts of the area. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Another reminder that we're under a frost advisory, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m., tomorrow morning in the metro area, freeze warning for 2 to 8 a.m. tomorrow in the far west and the mountains. Still ahead here on WTOP, a Maryland man under arrest for his role in a recent violent street takeover in Springfield back on Easter Sunday. We've got more ahead. It's 10:20.
Did you know, for every Wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grant, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated Wish Kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
Another group of fans suing Madonna. That story ahead.
The Baltimore, D.C. Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers' Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers' Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Now 10:22, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks a lot for being with us. A Maryland man under arrest for his role in a violent street takeover in Springfield back on Easter Sunday. Fairfax County Police and Baltimore County Police arrested 20-year-old Brandon Santos last Friday. He's charged with abduction, assaulting a law enforcement officer, and other charges for the March 31st incident. Police say an officer was called to a commercial parking lot on Electronic Drive and found a large group of people driving recklessly. When police tried to intervene, a group surrounded their car, jumping on the cruiser, banging on the windows. One person even tried to pull off the license plate. The entire takeover resulted in an officer getting hurt. Santos is being held in Baltimore County. He'll be extradited to Fairfax County. Archaeologists have made a startling find at George Washington's Mount Vernon. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports they've discovered in the ground beneath the cellar two sealed bottles containing plump cherries.
We have been excavating in George Washington's cellar, the cellar of the mansion.
Mount Vernon's principal archaeologist, Jason Burrows, says the discovery was made during the mansion's revitalization project.
The bottles and the contents themselves are incredibly exciting.
It's rare to find bottles intact from the 18th century. It's something else again to find food in them.
You can find corn cobs in this part of the world that could be thousands of years old. But these cherries, they're plump.
Burrows says the bottles provide a window to the past.
We don't see them as just sort of bottles or just sort of food remains. They actually are capable of telling stories.
The contents are being analyzed, the bottles being conserved, and will eventually be displayed. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Some DC fans are suing Madonna, claiming the Queen of Pop broke the law by taking the stage 2 hours late at a pair of concerts at Capital One Arena back in December. Billboard reports the lawsuit also names concert giant Live Nation as a defendant. In their lawsuit, the concertgoers accuse Madonna of showing total disrespect for her fans, and that Madonna and Live Nation are a consumer's worst nightmare, they say. This new case comes just 3 months after she was hit with a similar lawsuit over delayed starts to shows in New York City. Fans get a closer look at one of summer's biggest movies.
Two of Marvel's favorite mutants, Deadpool and Wolverine, are teaming up to save the world.
Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Their official trailer dropped.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
You know, on second thought, I can't play a lot of this. They really let those F-bombs fly. But rest assured, it's got a little of everything.
Big slow-motion action sequence.
A thrilling buddy comedy.
Who knows if you live or die?